We're on the record, sir.
Everyone, and welcome to our meeting of the Fairbanks Diversity Council of October 13, 2020. I'm going to read the record our mission statement, and then we'll do the roll and the pledge. The City of Fairbanks recognizes that our community is a diverse one with a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, beliefs, and orientations, and we recognize this diversity as an asset and a resource for our community. The establishment of a Fairbanks Diversity Council can provide the City Council and the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public. The clerk, I'll let you take roll. Please, thank you. You're on mute, Danny.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me? No?
No.
Sorry about that.
I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. Sarah Harriger?
Here.
Rita Davis? Kelvin Lee? Doug Tolley?
Here.
Andrew Aquino?
Present.
I got it right that time, Andrew, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Bobby Dorton?
Here.
Kenita Williams?
Here.
Shalissa Thomas?
Present.
Jose Martinez? Juanita Webb? Mayor Matherly?
Here.
Ms. Foster Snow?
Here.
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
That's it.
All right, folks, if you'll please pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. And to the Republic. One nation, under God.
Indivisible. Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk?
Okay, we are at the approval of the agenda.
All right, I'll just ask, Sarah, could I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
And Bobby, can I have a second, please?
I second.
There's a slight little change I want to bring to your attention. If you go down to 6B, I'm not going to have the usual reports from everybody because we have invited a guest to speak to us tonight. This kind of just happened a few days ago. Brett Hood is on the phone. He's in town doing the implicit bias training for the city employees. So I've invited him to share some thoughts with us today. So that's going to replace some of those updates for you. I just want you to be aware of that. Is there any objections to the agenda as presented? Okay. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Thank you. Clerk?
We're at citizens' comments. If there's any citizens, there's no citizens in the room, but if there are any on the Zoom call that would like to have 3 minutes to speak to the Diversity Council, please raise your hand. There are none, sir.
All right, so hearing none, citizens' comments are closed. By the way, Council, if I'm fidgeting a lot or if I sound a little loopy, I'm just taking some pain meds today. So if I'm a little bit, I'll try to sit still, but it's been hard to stand still all day today.
Mayor, Helen Marie Matese called me earlier today, and she intended to testify. She joined as soon as we closed citizens' comments, I think she wanted to. Ms. Matese, did you want to comment? Raise your hand if so. Let's see. Trying to do this. Here we go. Ms. Matese?
I'm here.
All righty. I'll start your 3 minutes now.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for the opportunity to address the Diversity Council and, by association, the City Council. I called in last night, but I was unable to address the City Council because I couldn't get Zoom together. But the reason I had called in last night to talk with them was because I was very pleased that the city was doing the implicit bias training, and I wanted them to know that it was appreciated and thank them for conducting that implicit bias training. As I understand it, the man who's doing that training is going to be speaking to us tonight, and I look forward to that. I also want to thank the city and the Diversity Council for hosting police community conversations, for hosting community conversations with part of the community of people of color in Fairbanks. I think it's very important for the Diversity Council to encourage that discussion, encourage that dialogue between people of color and marginalized people and the police department. I believe that by doing so, it's a way to increase the possibility of equality, equity, and justice, and fight systemic racism in our society, in our town. Training and hard conversations are a beginning. So I thank you and look forward to what you're going to do next.
Thank you, Ms. Matese. I appreciate that. Thank you. Is there anybody else on the line, clerk, or in the room that joined us that you can see?
No one else in the room, and no one else has raised their hand on the Zoom.
So hearing none, now we'll close citizens' comments. Thank you for bringing Ms. Matese to my attention, too, so we could get her in. I know last night she wanted to as well, and I want her to know that I did read her email, and I was very pleased, and thank you for your feedback, Ms. Matese. All right, so from the mayor's chair, here's a few updates for you. First of all, I want to acknowledge and thank the clerk's office. Today, Danny was over at the borough finalizing the vote count for the local municipal races we had last week. So I'm sure you'll read about all the final tallies in the paper or some kind of press release. And so I want to thank her for that. I also want to thank her because, as many of you know, you must have seen the trailer that was parked out in front of City Hall for several days. We were allowing absentee voting because we're closed inside, as you know. And we had a good response. And so I'm really pleased with Public Works, who set it up for us, and for Danny and other members of our, it wasn't just the clerk's office, other volunteers helped her man that ACCO trailer. So I'm really pleased with the way the city took that on. Also, we have found a great way to use our ACCO trailer going into the future. I was contacted a couple of weeks ago from the head of the local public health, Elizabeth Burton. And she came to me and said, we're getting ready to close our testing facility for COVID behind the Carlson Center. It's getting too cold. And she had not had any luck getting a place to have it. So she approached the city and I met with Teal and a few others. We thought about perhaps, you know, the parking garage downtown, drive in, do it, drive out. But we quickly quashed that. And we decided to take that trailer and we moved it over to Public Works Department. The Public Works Department raised it up on a platform so you can drive up to it just like you would drive up to a barista at a coffee stand. We're gonna drop electricity to it. We're gonna put a heat in there, which we already had, and we're gonna put a bathroom out there, and we're gonna let the nurses use that as a full-time drive-up facility. It'll be up to them to determine the hours, but we're gonna provide that for them. And I've committed to doing it through at least the springtime of 2021. They were very, very happy about that. And in my meeting last week with Dr. Zake, she was up in town, so I told her about this plan, and she was also very pleased. The numbers continue to go up, as you know. Dr. Zink said there's not much you can do about the numbers increasing. They're going to keep going up because there's more testing now and it's more out there everywhere. She called it. But from my chair, I'm still promoting masking all the time. I've still delivered free masks to a lot of businesses and places that need them. And I wear mine everywhere I go. And I'm encouraging it at all levels, all the time. The good thing out of our meeting with Dr. Zink is even though there's more positive cases, she tells me that one positive case doesn't mean a full flare. It does mean full flares with some people for sure. But not everybody experiences it. And there's nobody in the hospitals, really. It's been very, very low. We've never used the Carlson Center as overflow. And the hospital said not all the ICU beds were used all at once ever, which is a blessing. One positive case is too many, but the positive cases are not equating into high hospital use. And that was one good message from Dr. Zink. I wanted to bring that to the Diversity Council's attention. Also, Mike Sanders has made great strides with some of our local homeless population. There was a positive case at the shelter the other day. I'm sure you all heard about that. And this person was acting very erratically and very recklessly for the other people, but they did seclude some folks and they were able to, you know, keep that down to a minimum. We still have plenty of beds and we still go out to the homeless camps. We've moved a few around recently. We're always offering services. Not everybody takes them, but we always offer them, just so you know. And finally, I'm going to be getting with Angela here the next days to put out our police chief. I am delighted to tell you that the acting chief and the deputy acting chief have been outstanding, and really the police department has rallied around them in this leadership changeover. So I'm very pleased with that. And it was Rick who was looking forward, Chief Sweet. Some of our police officers already took an implicit bias training earlier this year. But this one was planned, and just a moment, a little. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. So I'm going to encourage the Diversity Council in the next several days as we get near the national elections to encourage voting, very important, and give a ride to someone to the polls if you can. There's lots of ways that you can. Well, actually, let the record show, Danny, that Juanita Webb has joined us.
Thank you, Mayor. She was the phone number that I couldn't identify in the attendees list, so I think she's been here all along. Sorry about that, Juanita.
That could be. I wanted to bring that to your attention as well. On a lighter note, we had to talk to some managers over at Sonic because we were trying to get a better line of cars that are going along the side of the road, but it's virtually impossible not to have that line there. And I did take a few people that said, why are you allowing that? And I said, well, you've got 40 cars. There is no way I can control 40 cars in line for 2.5 hours. A friend of mine went through and it was almost 3 hours for his order, which is crazy. And I just hope there's enough food in that little building to keep people fed because it's a very small building. Everybody in those cars would fill that building fast. The food must be good. I have not had any yet, I have to admit, but it seems to be very, very popular. And the last thing I'll say is the COVID CARES funding has been just an incredible success for the city. The borough is putting their money out right now. I don't know how much they've put out. I just know that we are pretty much exhausted. We do have some leftover funds. And with some of that money, we're going to put that trailer together that I mentioned to all of you at the Public Works Department. It'll be a drive up. They'll hand you the test. You'll do the test. You'll hand it back and you drive off. You don't even have to leave your car. And Dr. Zink's plan was to do 7 days a week, free all the time. But that's up to the state and the public health to deal. We just provided the building. We're not providing the testing. But I'm glad that we could put our area to use and that trailer to use. So I wanted to bring those to your attention. And now at this time, I'm going to ask for an update for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. I know Carrie Jacoby's on the line, and I know the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Let me say, Carrie, that I've got three high schoolers in school, and I've gone with the attitude of, I don't care if you're in the building or you're online. We got you.
Okay. Thank you for inviting me to give a brief update. Yes, Mayor, it is a challenging school year for our educators. We do have small numbers of students back in the building, our most at-risk students, students who have connectivity issues, some of our special needs students. And we're just trying to work with our educators and the administration in the buildings, as they we've had some positive COVID tests coming out of the school, some exposures, and trying to work through that process. But thankfully, people are being flexible and understanding as they can be, and we're all working through this as it's new to everybody. So we're working on that. One thing that the Human Resources Department is really pleased to announce is we are beginning, we would like to do big workshops, but due to COVID, we're going to be doing some one-on-one work with members of our community. They don't have to be school district employees. Any member of our community can reach out to our recruiting department, and we're offering resume help, interview skills, cover letter writing. Folks don't have to be applying for jobs with school district, but we are trying to utilize this service as a way to reach more members of our community, help increase applicant pools, and just provide help for folks who may need help. So that's our first goal with Human Resources. The recruiting department through is coordinating that. Hopefully when the COVID calms down and the numbers go down, we the women's shelter at the rescue mission with FNA. Individual care services. The numbers keep going up, and as long as the numbers of COVID cases keep going up, our students are likely to remain in the distance learning option. We don't have the capacity or the space to get the students back in right now. I think that's all from the district. I'm open to questions if anyone has questions for me.
Yeah, anybody that's on the Zoom, some of you have your pictures up, but if you want to raise a hand and ask Carrie a question, I'll lay back a moment and see who chimes in. Carrie, I will say that, again, it's such a difficult spot to be in, as Dr. Gaborik is, and all of you in the school district. It's hard to balance safety and learning. I can't even imagine. So I really appreciate you coming in today, and Carol, and I know you'll be hanging out here on the meeting, so thank you for your update.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, clerk.
Okay, we are still under mayor's and city staff reports. I guess that this would be the time for Mr. Hood.
Actually, yes, thank you. Sorry, Danny, I'm still fuzzy. I'm going to turn it over to Angela. She's going to talk for a moment and introduce Mr. Hood as part of our comments here. Thank you, Angela.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. Can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, great. Thanks. So I have the privilege of introducing Mr. Hood. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, and I'm looking forward to getting to attend his training tomorrow myself personally. I have heard from members of our staff unanimously that the training has been exceptional. And it's not to surprise anyone, as he has spent over 25 years as an FBI agent investigating complex cases, financial crimes, corruption, money laundering violations. And during the last 4 years of his FBI career, he served as a University of Virginia adjunct professor of leadership and ethics for the FBI National Academy, where he designed and delivered four different completely interactive 10-week courses on leadership and ethics. So he comes to us highly qualified. He also specialized in the psychology of leadership and the effects of implicit bias on people, communities, leadership, ethics, and investigations. So he is well-versed in this topic, and not only is he educated and insightful, he's entertaining, he's engaged our staff and made them all feel welcome and comfortable, and we're just really gracious for that. When Mr. Hood retired in 2016, he opened the 21st Century Learning and Consulting, a training and consulting business designed to help prevent people from making the mistakes that lead making mistakes and taking them down a slippery slope. So we're hoping that we're all going to benefit from that, and we're not going to be following in any of those slippery footsteps. So his resume goes on and on. His knowledge obviously is just far reaching anything that we've probably had come face to face to our city employees. We found out about this training opportunity kind of a little bit late, so we were not sure how it was all going to lay out. We spoke with Mr. Hood, and he jumped right on board and said he would be happy to help us however we could. The mayor decided to open this training up for all staff, not just our public safety folks. And so everybody at the city has an opportunity to complete this training. Last night, the mayor opened it up to all of our city council members. And tonight, he's opened it up to all of you as diversity council members. I did email you not long ago today the link for the classes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're all going to be the same training, 9 to 5, each day. So any day you're interested or you're able to sit and participate in that, it's available to you. And I could just talk about this a little bit longer, but I'm not. I'm going to turn it over to the expert. We're grateful to have you, Brad. I again, look forward to training with you tomorrow. So I'll turn it over now to Mr. Hood.
Thank you, everybody, for having me. It's been pretty fun. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm on the hotel internet, so hopefully it'll keep up with this. It's been a pleasure, and I'll give you a little brief glimpse into what we're doing so you kind of understand it. I've spent most of my career not only working the cases, going in different neighborhoods and just doing different things and investigations. My last 4 years at the FBI Academy, I was brought in to teach leadership and ethics. And one of the things that we focused on were contemporary issues of leadership. And back in 2012, I started focusing on implicit bias. And I'll tell you up front, nobody at the FBI Academy wanted to do that class, simply because in this class, you have some difficult conversations. And it's much easier to avoid those conversations instead of confronting things. But one thing I've learned in my 20 years of teaching is that you can tell people certain things, but they're not going to believe you. What they might say is, yeah, he's talking about the person next to me as opposed to talking about me. So what I've learned in the way this course is designed is the first couple hours, we get into discussions. And the first thing is, I want to break the ice. I want to get you comfortable talking. So we'll talk about current events. We'll talk about different things that are happening and how they lead us to biases. But then I get you into an exercise. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what the exercise is, because I'm hoping that some of you join us. And so I get you into an exercise, and in these exercises, what happens without you even realizing it is that some of your biases start to pop up, some of the ones that you're not aware of. And when that happens, we start discussing it. And so now, instead of these students being able to say, he's talking about the person next to me, they have to confront their own behavior. And by that time, we've created a comfortable space where people can talk about some of the weaknesses, some of the different perspectives, some of the different positions they have. From there, it kind of opens up the avenues to start talking about some of the more difficult stuff, such as where your biases come from, how your life experiences play a role, how geography plays a role, how the news media plays a role. We start going into different cases. And we use a lot of typical corporate cases as well as law enforcement cases. Because in law enforcement, the objective is to we can't stop our bias. We take the sunk cost bias. There's about 100 different biases that we can talk about, but we start to talk about more in the effect, how does it affect my job? How does it affect my demand? How does it affect my decisions? How does it affect my behaviors? And then what are some proactive steps that I can take to try to minimize the effect that these biases have on me and the people that I interact with? That's the general goal. And it's all an interactive and discussion-based course. It's also designed to be somewhat fun because I believe that if people are having fun, then the lessons we learn stick much longer than those training classes where you're not having fun. So that's the idea behind it. I've done it in law enforcement scenario or settings. I've done it in private sector. I've done pieces of this course from Microsoft, Intel, some of the bigger ones, and I'm very happy to come to Fairbanks to deliver it here. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer whatever you have.
Mr. Hood, I want to thank you. I've heard from some of the employees what a good time they had, and they didn't know what to expect. And I've been in a couple of discussions with yours on a local level, but you bring such a long history with it that I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I will try to be there in person, but I've been under the weather, and I might have to call in, but I'm going to definitely take advantage of it, and I want to hear what you have to say. And I do agree. We all harbor, we don't like to think we do, but if we take the finger and point it at ourselves rather than other people, sometimes it can really bring clarity. It's kind of my thought. Yes. That's my thought anyway. I'm going to pause here and see if any of the Diversity Council, and I hope that the Diversity Council members call in. And If you can only do half day on both days, you can do morning and afternoon. You can split it up. You've got the next 3 days to do it. And I think we gave you plenty of options. I hope you can all actually. And for Jose, who just joined us, Jose, we sent an email out earlier, Angela did, inviting all the city council and diversity council members to join in the implicit bias training that we're having at the city for all the employees. And that's what we're talking about here. Is there anybody with a question for Mr. Hood? You can stick up your hand or turn on your camera and or just start talking. Mr. Hood, let me ask you, and I'm not trying to put employees on the spot just because I'm their boss or anything, haha. But have you had good back and forth and good participation? How would you say it's been at the city for the employees? You might be on mute. Danny, do you still have Mr. Hood on the line?
Yes. He just dropped off. Sorry.
That's right. If he joins back in, I can ask him. I mean, the council didn't really have questions anyway, but I'm glad that he came to town. Despite all that's going on with COVID, you can't start talking too soon and going through these things. So thank you, Angela, for, you know, inviting the Diversity Council. So for now, let's just go ahead and move forward on the agenda. Thank you, Diversity Council, for that. So clerk, what's next?
Did you have any other staff reports, sir?
No, okay. I gave a few of them the night off because we had Mr. Hood here. So and a couple of them couldn't make it. So they'll be back again next month. So I tried to do that, touch on it in my comments.
Okay. Are there any calendar of events items?
Any events coming up for the next meeting that anybody on the Diversity Council would like to mention to us? Don't forget you're on mute.
This is June. I don't think I'm muted at this point, but I know that Mrs. Kahn would really appreciate that we bring up that the International Friendship Day is generally hosted in October, usually the third Saturday, I believe, of October is when it usually happens. But he's going to be innovative, and it's going to be held differently. So keep your eyes open for that. It's always a wonderful event of sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Rogers. A lot of people had to modify their events this year. And I really applaud that. Okay, well, if you do have any events that pop up, feel free to email them to Danny or myself or, Sarah, thank you. Sarah, go ahead.
Actually, a little late. I think we already mentioned that the TCC elections took place today. And I also just wanted to highlight that it was Indigenous Peoples Day, and there was a great lineup of speakers organized by Ivana Peter and his team at UAF, and I think some of those sessions are available recorded, so if you weren't able to attend, you can still check them out.
You know what I've been impressed with is that sometimes hard times can breed innovation, and yes, we've had COVID this year, but it has absolutely just off the chart shown some creativity in things. It may have changed some things, but it didn't stop them from happening. So I'm just really pleased. And yes, I saw some of the online today of that, Sarah. So thank you for that input.
This is Doug. I think we have an election coming up before our next meeting also. Don't forget that one.
I touched on the national election and reminded folks, please, vote and take people to voting and get people to register and to vote in the. We have some important statewide races, as you know, and of course, nationally, too. Thank you for that reminder, Doug. Okay, next up, we have the previous minutes. So, Sarah, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of September 8th, 2020.
I move to approve the previous minutes.
Andrew, can I have a second, please?
A second.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Is there any changes or any changes to the minutes in your packet, folks? Okay. Thank you. Hearing none, the next step is the diversity topic of the month. And when we met last week with Melissa, Kenita, myself, Danny, and Angela, I was very pleased to hear that Kenita and Shalissa wanted to invite Wendy Dominique to talk about the Fairbanks Black Caucus. And Miss Dominique is not a stranger to us, but if you don't know, she's an incredible leader in our community. Recently on the school board. I've known of Wendy for many years, and I've always had a respect for her and her leadership that she's done in the city. Her work on the school board has been amazing, and that's a tough job, Miss Dominique, I have to say. But you always go at it with a good, honest, healthy work ethic, and you keep your eyes on the kids and the teachers and the administration, and I really respect that. So it's an honor to have you here today to give us an update on the Fairbanks Black Caucus. And I understand Robert Kernard is also on the line. And I want to welcome Robert too, younger than me, but a great, great young local leader here most of his life, and if not all of his life, I believe. So I'll turn it over to you, Ms. Dominique. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Kennard was on the line, but he's dropped off, so I'll go ahead and speak for the Alaska Black Caucus. We're the Fairbanks Committee, working in conjunction with the Alaska Black Caucus, which was established about 2 years ago, again, in Anchorage. We used to have our Alaska Black Caucus here in Fairbanks, but that was some 20 years ago, I'm being told. But the vision for the Alaska Black Caucus is that we are to relight the touch of Alaska Black Caucus for the new generation in order to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The mission of the committee involves active involvement in the decision-making process in the community as a contributing partner with decision-making and representation bodies affecting the lives and livelihood. My son always calls me when I'm on a Zoom call. I don't know what his problem is. But anyway, contributing partner with decision-making and representation bodies affecting the lives and livelihood of African Americans. Supporting and working in areas which help to advance the educational, cultural, political, and economic well-being of the African American community. Acting as a liaison and coordinating entity for the various minority interests within the community and state, making available accurate and timely information on relevant issues and areas of concern to minority people and their progressive supporters, creating awareness that the struggle to achieve total equality has not yet been achieved, emphasizing ever-increasing need for African Americans and minorities to make renewed attempts toward attaining these goals. The Fairbanks Committee requests to be included in the processes that include the selection of hiring the Fairbanks Police Chief in the City of Fairbanks and discussions that include police training and recruitment that impacts the African American community in the City of Fairbanks. Thank you very much.
Ms. Dominique, thank you. And you said it hasn't been around in Fairbanks for about 20 years, and now it's been reformed. Is that in it? But it's always been in Anchorage.
Anchorage just reformed their Alaska Black Caucus 2 years ago. And we just formed the Fairbanks group. We have not become fully as a Black Caucus organization. We're Fairbanks committee right now of the Anchorage group.
I see. And the the Black Chamber of Commerce is still active.
I don't think so.
Really? And those? Okay, I might be behind the eight ball on that one then.
Yeah, it used to be the same person that was running the Chamber of Commerce is, what's her name? It's Kelly Wilson's mom, Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't do it anymore. She's quite elderly now, and she's kind of laying back in retirement.
Well, people say the word retirement, they never fully do they?
I know. I'm doing the same thing right now.
Yeah. You'll be busier now than you did when you were working.
I'm quite sure I will be, but I'm trying to say that word no. N-O, no. I'm trying to learn it real well this time.
When you learn how to say it, please clue me in.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Dominique. And does anybody have any questions of Ms. Dominique and the Black Caucus? What I would like to do, Ms. Dominique, is when this is, maybe invite you back quarterly or every other month for an update. I'd like to make you a regular part of our Diversity Council meeting, if you would do that for us.
Yes, we could do that for sure. It may not be me every time, because I told you I'm learning the word no. It may be other people that's in our group.
If we get back to face-to-face, then we always bring a little food in, so that's when you can say yes.
Okay, sounds good to me.
any questions for Ms. Dominique? June?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, because I was just going to say, this is June. I don't have a question, but I do want to say thank you, Ms. Dominique, for coming and presenting the information tonight. And thank you for all of the work that you've done for so many years. You have lots of admirers in this community, and you've mentored a lot of people without even realizing it, I'm sure, because you have, like I said, a lot of admiration from so many people in the community. I also wanted to, since we mentioned Dorothy Bradshaw, say that the last time I saw Dorothy was when she came into the city council to make testimony. She was still active in making that involvement in decision making that you referenced when you were speaking a little while ago. And one of the things that I always admired about Dorothy was that she regularly invited people to become a part of whatever it was that she was doing. Someone who maybe would not have otherwise attended on their own, maybe didn't feel that they were part of, let's just say it was a group of carpenters or whatever. If you weren't a carpenter, you might not feel that was your meeting. And my observation of Dorothy was that she always somehow or another helped everyone to understand that there was a welcome spot for them in any activity in the community. And there's so much to learn from somebody like Dorothy. And I started out talking about you, Wendy. There's so much to learn from you. And I'm really, really grateful that you're here with us tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. June. And we will be welcoming people into our group once we get ourselves established. We just started our group in about 2 months that we've been working together, and we're just building right now. So once we get ourselves kind of more established, we'll be more than happy to welcome anybody into our group as well.
Thank you, Ms. Dominique, and thank you, Ms. Rogers, for that. Okay, moving ahead on item number 10, unfinished business. When I met last week with Shalissa, Kenita, Danny, and Angela, we've been talking about the Diversity Action Plan review for so many months. And, you know, we had that work session with the food. And so much has changed. I feel like we're already changing without even talking about it, a little bit of the plan. And I know that. Well, actually, I'd like to get Kenita and Shalissa's take on this, too, out of our meeting, if you don't mind. Shalissa, I'll start with you on A and B. You were at the last meeting when I had to run and go to that debate. So uh-huh. I'm going to turn it over to, hold on. Danny just shot me a message here. Oh, let me interrupt one time there, Shalissa. Mr. Hood rejoined us. And Mr. Hood, what I had asked kind of in a funny way, was I don't want to put any of the employees on the spot with their boss, but I was just kind of curious how the reception has been, and has there been good participation with the employees so far? Have you noticed anything? Has it been good for everybody?
Yeah, sorry for breaking up. The hotel internet decided to go down right at that moment. Your employees have been fantastic. I always tell people that I'm not that good of a teacher if people stay quiet. If they participate, then the conversations are good. And your employees have been fantastic as far as opening up, talking about some difficult topics, making suggestions, and kind of debating things in a positive manner. And so that's just been really refreshing and fun to deal with.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hood. That really makes me happy. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. So, Shalissa, you want to weigh in a little bit, and maybe we can go around a little bit to each person to talk about A and B on unfinished business and what your thoughts might be, Shalissa?
Well, one of the things that we discussed that it would be appropriate to get the new members up to speed on what it is we're talking about because they're unaware. So a refresher course or refresher talks about it would be appropriate so everybody could be on the same page.
Maybe what we could do is for the November meeting, or even the December meeting, we can have still the Zoom meetings like we're doing now, but maybe have the whole topic or the main crux of it going line by line of the Diversity Action Plan, which I know is attached to your agenda. And maybe I can give some homework to the Diversity Council, Andrew and everyone, to read on it, make some notes, and maybe we can come back and have kind of a round table with just this group in November or even December, but maybe December is bad timing because of the holidays. I'll have to get a feel from the group. And the community listening session, We'll have to talk about that. Maybe we can get more into a community vibe. We could invite the public in. We can still do it over Zoom and conference calls. We've done it with our city council meetings. It's not a huge swath of people that call in, but you may not be able to really fill the room until you can get back to face-to-face. Kenita, what are your thoughts on meeting to November or December, having just this meeting dedicated to the diversity action plan for the whole meeting and just run through the topics? I know that Sarah had really good input, but this was way back in March and stuff.
Right. No, I think that's a great idea, especially being fairly new to the board and as a council member. And I know with Bobby and several of us, Jose and Andrew, being that we're new members, I think it would be great. I know Danny did attach that when we first took positions, but like you said, when we don't know, and now that we've been on for a few months now, we're kind of getting a better idea. So I think being able to sit down and actually go through it with some kind of recollect of knowing what's going on, it'd be better to be hands-on with it. So I think that's a great idea.
This is June. If we're going to encounter a refresher, could we also ask for Paul Ewers to come in and give a refresher on the Open Meetings Act, especially so for the new members, but also for people who perhaps joined a bit further back but didn't get that refresher course when they came on? I think that's a real important topic.
So if you looked at your agenda, what I'll do is I'll make a commitment to, we probably won't have 14 items on here. We'll probably just, we'll narrow it down. We'll do our pledge, our roll call. We'll do our formalities. And then we'll just jump into the work session. And we can keep the same timing. I want to respect everyone's time. And we can go line by line and go around the room and just talk about the diversity action plan. I'll bring Paul in. Ms. Rogers, and he could talk about the Open Meetings Act and meetings in general and how we have them. We've had a couple of times we couldn't hold the meetings because of quorum. That's why you get a text from me. And I really hope you don't mind that. I love shooting a text and getting a yes back from people. It helps us gauge. And I'm very pleased with your responses. No one says don't text me, so I'm pretty happy about that. But I'm more than happy to do that. As a matter of fact, what we might do, Shalissa, and we might even have our pre-meeting a little earlier with you and I and Danny just to go over some of the details, and we'll make November our meeting of the Diversity Action Plan. How does that look? And then, Danny, you've got the calendar there. Is our next meeting near Thanksgiving at all, or are we looking good for November for people?
No, our next meeting would be the second Tuesday of the month, which is on the 10th.
So does November look good? November 10th, why don't we go ahead and plan that meeting to be a diversity action plan review along with Paul Ewers. And, of course, I'll be on hand. Chief of Staff can be there. I'll have Angela there, too, as normal. But we can all kind of go through the diversity action plan. And I'll task this council with reading it over a little bit and making some notes. How does that sound? Ms. Rogers, you want to chime in there?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Andrew. I think that sounds fantastic because, you know, the last time we went over it, there was a different social climate. We are educated in different things. So a lot about ourselves. Right. Out of this pandemic, we are doing a lot of internal thought and learning about ourselves and our new capacities with the social climate. So I think it'd be perfect for us to I don't want to say start over again, but transform and adjust and adapt.
Transition.
You know, that's an excellent point, Andrew, because I've had lots of time to sit in my either office by myself with no one around or in my house, and I've grown to really get annoyed with myself because I really have to open up more and learn more things. So I appreciate your comment there. So I'll get in touch with you, Shalissa, and Danny and I. Maybe we'll just have a quick pre-meeting and go over the agenda for Diversity Action Plan. And then as far as the community listening session, you know, I want to do one of those, but I really want to get through the diversity action plan, get our feet under us as new members, and maybe we can look at the first quarter of 2021, see where COVID takes us and the holidays, and then we can really do a meaningful community session. You're always welcome to call in and give testimony like Ms. Battese did, and we'll certainly encourage that. But if we're looking at a large group gathering of any kind, I think we need to take a little more time and get through this DAP report, the DAP, and then get through the holidays and see where we're at the beginning of the year.
Agree. I think that's appropriate at this time.
Okay.
I agree, sir.
Thank you. Okay, so we don't have any new business. So let me go ahead and thank you for your patience tonight with me, if I sound a little bit slow and lethargic. So I'm going to go around, and we're going to do the council member comments and see if there is anybody. And so I'll start with, I'll just go to the upper left and follow who's on my Hollywood Squares, who shows up first. Kenita Williams, you're first on board. And any comments for the group tonight?
No, sir. Great meeting. Good to see everyone. I do want to say thank you, Mayor, for popping on for my book launch. I really appreciate it. I saw you pop on tonight, so thank you.
No problem. Shalissa.
I would like to thank Carol Jacoby for giving us an update with the school district. Mr. Hood for taking time out of his schedule and updating us. And also Wendy Dominique for giving us the information about the Black Caucus. I would like to thank all the others for their time tonight. We know that everybody has a lot to do. Even though the NBA finals are over, we still have other things that we could be doing. So thank you for dedicating time to come to this meeting.
Thank you. And now a person who would have a great radio name, if you ever went on radio, Andrew Aquino, which I think is just rolls off the tongue like an actor or a...
alliteration.
That kind of name, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for being here, you know. It's so interesting being in the world at this time, but I really like that at least I have 1 hour a month to be very intentional about the Fairbanks and the and diversity. So thank you for doing the same. And I'll see you.
I think I said that before, so maybe somehow we could get Shalista to bring us together more often. It's good to see you guys. Good to see you, Sarah. Good to see everyone here tonight.
Good to be seen, Bobby.
Yeah. Get well, Jim. I don't know what's going on with you, but my prayers for you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Sarah Harriger, also a cool name to say. Sarah Harriger.
Thanks. I don't get that very often. not a roll off the tongue kind of name, but I'd like to join everybody, the presenters, and everybody for being here. Great.
Thank you. Jose, any comments tonight?
Hi. Yeah, thank you very much to Mayor Matherly and all of our other members. Great to be part of this group and learning more about our community and how we can continue to work together, make a positive transition into future years ahead. Today I was really excited to hear from Ms. Wendy Dominique and the things that they're doing to re-energize their community, so that was really good. So thank you, Ms. Dominique, and just looking forward to seeing what else we can do to work together to help in a progressive community, a growing community, the city of Fairbanks.
Thank you, Jose. Doug Tolley.
I'll go online here with see if my internet holds together. Yeah, I want to thank everybody. This is my COVID. I want to thank everybody for speaking. I look forward to joining some of Mr. Hood's sessions. I don't know if I'll be able to catch the whole thing, but I'm going to try to pop in and out if I can, if that works. This is kind of maybe self-promotion, but I just want to talk a little bit about small business in town during the COVID. Having a tourism business, we actually have quite a few tourists in town. I don't know if people have seen them, but they're from out of town. We're full. Our tour is full half the time, probably, and it's a lot of last-minute bookings, but it's been a weird year, and we're still way down over last year, but I just got my just before this, I got my first six big groups of tour company tours for next summer. So hopefully they will come back. I'm sure the city's happy to see some of that bed tax money coming back in.
Yes, sir.
But it's a long ways to go. The tourism industry really took a big, huge hit here in this state. So anyway, that's my little report. And thanks to the speakers tonight. Appreciate them.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate you too. Juanita Webb. You might be on mute still, Juanita.
I'm asking her. Oh, there we go.
No, sorry. There we are. I just thought I could just simply push the mute button. Just wanted to thank everybody for their time and their efforts and the updates, and I look forward to going over the diversity action plan over the next couple of months.
Thank you. Ms. Rogers, any final thoughts?
I didn't really have any other things to put forth until you heard Bobby's comment, and because I think everyone else has already thanked everybody, and we all feel similarly there. But we might take his suggestion about more often meetings and mull that over a bit, take it to heart, maybe have a different kind of meeting, but have two meetings a month. This is a pretty important action and topic, and having a meeting once a month may not serve us well as far as interest and projects moving forward. So it's something that I would say let's put that on the agenda at some point for discussion to see if that would be something that we could bring about.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. I'll give that some thought. And I know for me personally, a month flies right by, and here we are. This is kind of my thought, and I'm always a fan of substantive meetings once a month and having too many. Again, my thoughts is all, and I want to do what the group does, but I am so swamped in so many big meetings right now. We can look at it for the future though, and I want to respect anyone's suggestions. So, thank you, Ms. Rogers, for that. We have so many meetings that I'm part of, and I want to respect everyone's time. So, but thank you. And Angela, I'll see if you have any comments.
Thanks, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to say that if folks wanted to training, sorry, I'll be on camera too here. If anybody wanted to attend Brett's training in person tomorrow or Thursday, it's going to be at the Public Works Building. That's 2121 Pegger Road, and I can send that out if you're interested. And then Friday, we're kind of on the fence. We've had some technical difficulties over at Fire Station 1, so just stay posted. It'll either be Fire Station 1 or Public Works. So if you're interested in attending on Friday in person, just give me a call, and I'll confirm where that's going to be. But right now, 9 to 5, Public Works, 2121 Pegger Road. Otherwise, you can link on with the web information that I sent you earlier tonight, and you can just join at any time from the comfort of your home or desk. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Have a great week and a great month.
Thank you, Angela. Danny, any final comments before we adjourn? Anything for the group?
I usually don't comment, but tonight I'll just say that we did the final count today on absentee and question ballots and added it to the precinct and early voting totals. And the results are in, and they're posted to the city website along with at the city's Facebook page. I did that right before the meeting. And those results will remain unofficial until the council certifies the election on October 26th, and that's when the new members will be sworn into office. So check those results out if you like. I think the borough also has their results posted on their own website. That's all I got, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Danny. I appreciate it. So anyway, we'll see you next month on the 10th. We'll have a good agenda planned out for Diversity Action Plan Group. And let me just take a moment, too, and just tell you that how much I appreciate each of you. I like the group we have. Everybody's really enthusiastic, and I really appreciate that. And everybody brings something different to the party, which I think is what diversity is all about, personally, myself. And I love this group, actually. I like meeting with all of you, so I do appreciate it. And thanks for your well wishes, Bobby. I appreciate that, too. And Bobby, can you go ahead and do a motion to adjourn, please, for us? You might not have heard me. He's probably on mute. Shalissa, would you make a motion to adjourn, please?
Motion to adjourn the meeting for tonight.
Kenita, could you second that for me?
I second the motion to adjourn the meeting for tonight.
Thank you. Blessings, everyone. Have a good time. We'll see you on the 10th.